Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we'll be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 57. This is an interesting perek, as it seems we've taken a turn back to rebuke. All of the prakim that we've studied together until now have emphasized consolation, a return to Tzion, comfort by the voice of the Navi, and comfort by the hand of Hashem. But eventually we'll see how this perek as well, while harsh in its direct admonishment, is truly a part of the consolation too. The rebuke began at the end of the previous perek, mainly to the leaders of Klal Yisrael, as it said in Pasuk 10 in the former perek, Tzofav, the seers, the anticipators, who are supposed to lead with an orientation to the future and to worry about their flock for the long term. If they are blinded, if the leaders can't anticipate, as their name implies, the consequences and prospects for their people are sad indeed. Pasuk 11 of the former perek describes their leadership, Vehema ro'im lo yadu havin kulam ledarkam panu ish livitzo mikatzehu. The shepherds, the leaders, they don't know what it's like to give attention. Everyone has turned his own way and everyone sought their own advantage. The leaders were worrying about their own interests, rather than concerning themselves with the future. The result of this weak and self-centered leadership is the beginning of our perek. Hatzadik avad ve'ein ish samal lev, ve'anshei chesed ne'asafim ve'ein mevin ki mipnei hara'a ne'asaf hatzadik. A tzadik dies and no one cares. Pious men are taken away and no one even gives it any thought or attention that because of their evil, these tzadikim were taken away. So what's happening is that there is a lack of realization that righteous people protect the generation. And when they pass on, and no one even worries or notices what impact that will have, they're not even recognizing their own vulnerability. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf 37, which talks about ruffians, biryonim, that in their neighborhood, there was a big tzaddik named Rabbi Zeira. And Rabbi Zeira, dahavi mekarev lahu, he would bring them close. He treated them with friendship in order to eventually cause them to repent of their sins. But the other chachamim of the time disapproved of his actions, because they didn't think it was a good idea that he was doing that, and he continued anyway. When Reb Zeira died, these same ruffians, these hooligans said, where was that rabbi, the one, the short one, they called him by a nickname, where is that person who daven for us, who would pray for us, who felt for us? Who's going to pray with compassion for us now? They thought about this in their hearts, and ultimately they realized there's nobody to daven for them, and they went and they davened by themselves. They turned to Shuvah. So ultimately, Rabbi Zeira's actions were proven correct, because these people did do teshuvah. These were people, even these ruffians that the Gemara tells of, noticed that there were no more tzadikim, that the tzadik died, and that they had to take action. He was makariv them, and even these bad people realized that loss. But in this case, no one even noticed. Rashi points out that the tzaddik in this pasuk is referring to King Yoshiyahu, that was killed by Paro Necho. He was, in fact, that tzaddik that people didn't connect to the impending galus, because all the subsequent kings after Yoshiyahu were, in fact, Rishaim. Yavo shalom yanuchu al mishkevosam holech nechocho. The tzaddik goes on, he comes to peace, he will have rest because he walked in a straightforward path. There's no problem for the tzaddik. The Gemara in Ksubos 104 says that when a tzaddik passes away, it's announced in Shamayim, and it is announced that he rises up in peace, holech nechocho. And even in Shamayim he continues to rise in levels for the rewards of his actions in this world. But, ve'atem, kirvuhena b'nei onana, Zera mina'eif vatizne, you people, you children of sorcerers, your offspring of a mina'eif and a zona, a man and a woman of ill repute, people who are guilty of znus. So this is the reference to the people, the bad people of the time who are receiving this rebuke. The Perush of Rav Moshe David Vali of Padua, who we mentioned before, who we cited previously, explains that the b'nei onana, the word onana, comes from the root of anan, or cloud, that these sinners form a hazy barrier that blocks our tefilos, clouds it from entering and from rising up to heaven and being heard. Al mi tesanagu, al mi tarchivu peh, ta'arichu lashon, halo atem yildei pesha zera shaker. Why are you so calm and so relaxed that you open your mouth, you're talking and you're laughing? You're children of sin. You're an offspring of deceit and treachery. And not only is their lineage corrupt, but the description of sin continues to avodah zarah, to znus. Hanechamim be'elim tachas kol eitz ra'anan, shochatei hayiladim banachalim tachas si'ifei haslaim. You are the ones who comfort yourselves amidst the trees. You sacrifice even your children amongst the rocks. B'chalkei nachal chalkeich heim heim goraleich gam lahem shafacht nesach ha'elis mincha ha'al ele enachem. This is the portion, this is your lot, this is what you have left over. To these avodah zarah, you've poured out wine, you've presented karbanos or sacrifices. Am I supposed to relent in the face of this? Am I supposed to give in? And the pasuk continues with descriptions of the way their sins took place. Al hargav voha v'nisa samt mishkavech gam sham alis lizboach zavach. On a high and lofty hill, you've set up your perch and you went up there to perform karbano sacrifices to avodah zarah. V'achar hadeles v'hamzuza samt zichronech kimi iti gilis v'ta'ali harchaft mishkavech v'tichras lach mehem ahaft mishkavam yad chazis. These are the different locales of sin that the Navi is pointing out. Behind the door and doorpost, you directed your thoughts, you abandoned me. You've gone up on this couch that you made so wide. You've made a union with them. You've joined in a bond with them. And you have chosen lust and to be in cahoots with these bad people. Vatashuvi lamelech bashemen vatarbi rikuchayech vatashlichi tzirayech ad mirachok vatashpili ad sheol. You approached even the king with oil. You provided many perfumes. You've sent shlichim, messengers afar. And you've gone even down to the netherworld in pursuit of sin. Birov darkech yagat lo amart no ash. Chayas yadech matzas al kein lo chalis. Even though you were so tired out by all this travel and pursuit of sin, you never said, I give up. You always found gratification for your taivos, for your lusts and desires. And the words al kein lo chalis are remarkable, that you never felt anguish. You never felt any lovesickness for Hashem. Hashem said, you didn't care. There was no caring about the ways of sin that you have immersed yourself in to this degree. The story is told of the Chafetz Chaim. In his time, a delegation of Jewish activists was sent to talk to the Prime Minister of Poland to intervene about the educational situation and other dire items affecting the Jews. But the delegation was unsuccessful, and the Chafetz Chaim asked why. And they explained that the interpreter that they wanted to speak for them and to be the interlocutor for them with the dignitaries and with the Polish Prime Minister wasn't there, and that was the reason that they weren't successful. And the Chafetz Chaim asked in Yiddish, "Hat emetze gechalisht?" Tell me, did anyone actually faint? Meaning, did anyone there really feel the urgency to that degree that it expressed itself on your bearing and your own well-being such that it would transcend the words and wouldn't need any further interpretation? What the Chafetz Chaim was saying was that you didn't really care enough to get the message across. Here, all was well for these people. The sinners, lo chalis, it didn't affect your equilibrium. You went on with your life, even though you were so distanced from Hashem. Vesmida akt, vatir'i, ki techazvi, va'osi lo zachart, lo samta libech, halo ani machshe, umeolam va'osi lo sira'i. So who are you actually being afraid of that you're telling lies? You gave no thought to me, you gave no attention to me, so why? Because I stood idly by for so long, and then you didn't even fear me anymore. Ani agid tzidkaseich v'esma'asayich v'lo yo'iluch. I hereby pronounce my judgment upon your ma'asim, your deeds, and now your handiwork will not even help you anymore. Your avodah zarah won't come to your aid. B'za'akeich yatziluch kibutzayich v'es kulam yisaruach yikach havel v'achosevi yinchal eretz v'yirash har kachi. They're not going to save you when you cry out to the avodah zarah. They're going to be carried off by the wind. But those who trust in me will inherit the land. And that refers to the idea of bitachon and the ultimate geula. Which brings us to the Nechama again. Hashem is going to say, V'amar, solu solu, panu derech, harimu michshol mi derech ami. And this begins the next section of the perek, which is really continued into the next parak and becomes the haftarah for Yom Kippur, when Hashem says, build up a highway, clear a road, remove all the obstacles, because we're paving the way for Bnei Yisrael to return. Ki cho amar ram v'nisa shochein ad v'kadosh shemo maram v'kadosh ashkon v'estaka u'shefal ruach l'achayos ruach shefalim u'l'achayos lev nidkaim. Because this is what Hashem, who sits on high forever, whose name is holy, says, I live on high, I live in holiness, but I live with those who are low in spirit. I revive the spirits of the low, and I revive the hearts of those who are heartbroken. That's what Hashem wants to do. Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Megillah 31 says, Kol makom she'ata motzei gevuraso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ata motzei in v'sanuso. And this is the idea that every place, everywhere, that Hashem's grandeur is revealed, there in fact we find His humility. The ability to be as grand as Hashem is, kaviyachol, means that there is this willingness, this importance, that's a secret of the Tzimtzum, that Hashem dwells in that magnificence alongside the lowliest, who can nonetheless appreciate Him, because Hashem makes Himself known even to them. The idea we can imagine is that the greatest pedagogue with the highest thoughts and the most supreme and divine ideas can sometimes enable the special ones, the wonderful ones, enable His words to be heard even by a lay person. And that is a mashal for us to understand how Hashem takes His grandeur and allows it to be digestible and understandable and dafka to those who are the low ones, because those are the ones Hashem wants to revive. And who are the true low ones? Who are the shefalim and nidkaim? Not the impoverished or the unfortunate. It is the sinners. It is those who have gone astray, as we just described. They don't even understand how low they have sunk. They don't even think about it. They're not heartbroken. And still Hashem says, I will, kaviyachal, lower myself to them to bring them back. Ki lo le'olam arev, v'lo le'netzach, lo le'netzach ektsof, ki ruach mofanai ya'atof, u'neshamos ani asisi. Will I fight with them forever? Will I be mad forever? No, I'm the one who gave them that breath of life. I gave them this holy soul within. So I have mercy on my own handiwork. I want the creatures that I have wrought to return. Ba'avon bitzo katzafti va'akehu haster ve'ektsof va'yelech shavav b'derech libo. I was upset at their sinfulness. I was upset at their greed. I struck them and I turned away, and then they followed the ways of their hearts again. Derechav ra'isi ve'erpa'ehu va'anchehu va'ashalem nechumim lo v'la'avelav. What should I do? I punished them again and again. They kept following their own willful and wanton ways. So I have no choice. And this is the greatest nechama of all. I have to take them where they are, scoop them up after watching their ways and realizing they don't have a way out by themselves. Ve'erpa'ehu, I will heal them. I will find a way to go to them, guide them, and give them what they need, and to bring them back to me. Borei niv sefasayim, shalom shalom larachok vilakarov, amar Hashem urefasiv. How does Hashem bring back these who have gone so far? He creates a new language, a new way of speaking, so that when we want to return, to admit and to confess to Hashem, we have a way to do so, because Hashem created a new language, a new pathway for us. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Ya'azor Hashem la'shavim kasher ein yantivam maseges v'chadesh bikerbam ruach tehari. Hashem helps those who want to return when they naturally can't. It's a place that they can't reach. Hashem goes and He renews within them their holy spirit and purifies them. And so Hashem takes over here, and that is the biggest nechama of all, that Hashem sees the sin, sees Bnei Yisrael in their lowest spot, and takes them to Himself, heals them, and creates for them a new language. And here it says, La rachok v'la karov. The Gemara Maseches Brachos 34 mentions that the Baalei Tshuva are those who were far, but then returned. And we see that they are closer in this pasuk, shalom, shalom, la rachok v'la karov, even than those who were always next to Hashem. They come first here, and we learn that in the place where Baalei Tshuva stands, even Tzadikim Gemurim cannot. So the nechama is, even if I heal you against your will, I've tried the hard way, but ultimately, even though I kept getting angry, it didn't work. So Hashem has to step in and heal and make us whole this time and forever. V'harishayim kayam nigrash ki hashket lo yuchal v'yegroshu mimav refesh vatit. But the wicked still, the Rishayim, are like a troubled sea that can't rest. They're still in their evil, and their waters toss up and mess up and become muddy. Ein shalom amar elokai l'arishayim. There's no safety, said Hashem, for the wicked ones. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas, Alexander Sender.